live in a hupakainami power family. A makesev shayna makashuma kaina. Hupashima chares machuma. And you didn't see tippet. Makesev shayna michael. I'm a wounded valkyrie. 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 I'm a wounded As Nevuah in the Gemara, Rav Huna wanted to learn out with the Kal V'Chomer. What was the Kal V'Chomer? Because Chuba has more Koyach HaKinyan, because it's Maichel B'Tshuma. Nevuah, the Gemara had a Havamina that a Isha that's married is a Chalas B'Tshuma Medaraisa. By Kedushin, she's not a Chalas B'Tshuma Medaraisa. The Gemara brings some Ula that no, that which is Enoi Chalas. Is it midrabbanon? When the Rai says she's a cheles midin kinyan kasvay, the shaila is what was the havamina that she's a cheles by nesuin? If the Gemara didn't know the pasuk of kinyan kasvay, is why is she a cheles? If the Gemara knew the pasuk of kinyan kasvay, as it's also by erisin, as what was the havamina of the Gemara that by nesuin she's a cheles and not by erisin? Is B'daymeleze, you have in the Gemara on Yuramit Beis, there's a man Yama that holds L'maisa that she's only Yechon Midaraisa by Nisuin. It's a Oma'ula, there's a Kilo of man Yama that's Cholik. And Ula says, Dvar Toyer Nusa, there's a man Yama that's Cholik. What's the pshat? As there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. In Rashi, Yuramid Beis, Rashi says, because there's another pasuk that teaches us that Isha Ocheles B'Tshuma, it says, Kol Tar B'Beisecha is Oichol B'Tshuma. Who's the Tar B'Beisecha that's Oichol B'Tshuma? That's going on his way. B'Beisecha, the Gemara held, was only by Nesua. B'Beisecha, then she's living together with him in the Bayis. By Kedushin, she's not yet living together with him in the Bayis. As that pasuk is only by a Nesua. Oh. As Lafi says, very Gishmak. The Havamin of the Gemara, it was Midin Kol Tor V'Beisecha. The Maskana of the Gemara is that there's another Makkah. There's a Makkah from Kinyan Kasbad, and that Makkah is also by Kedusha. Very Gishmak, the back and forth of the Gemara Lafi Rashi. When afraid to play Yeshua, in Ksubis, Nun Ches, Ashtar Geshailon Rashi, that Lefize, what do you need two psukim for? Once you have Kinyan Kasvay that teaches you that Arus is a Cheles B'Tshuma, as what do you need another Xeris Akosiv of Kol Tor B'Beisecha? Mikoyach Ze, Toysis, in Yevamis, and other places, Toysis says Kol Tor B'Beisecha is an Asmachta B'Yalma. Especially you could say Vidas Rashi, there was a Havamina Kultar B'Beisecha as a Drasha. The Maskana, that we have Kinyan Kasboy, and we say Kinyan Kasboy is going also by Isha, as then Kultar B'Beisecha is an Asmachta also. As you learn according to Rashi also, Enoch Ilami. However, in Daily Rabbi Seinu, the Rashi Shivas, want to be Machadish, that is the Svei Dinim. According to Rashi. That's a date is in the Zecha Yitzhak, which was Vitzel Miponovich. Yeah. And Shmuel over here brings the raid and he's marked and he explains it very gishmak. He wants to say there's two dinim in a tumma. If you eat Kinyan Kaspoy, what else is Nisraba midin Kinyan Kaspoy? Avodim Knanim. Avodim Knanim are not Koyhanim. They're avodim. But because they're koni to a kayin, you eat. Masha'en came the ribui of Kol Tor B'Beisecha. The ribui of Kol Tor B'Beisecha is telling you that she's bats musai a kayin. Because she's married to a kayin, she becomes a kayin. It's a higher din. Yeah. Oh. Just like she changes her name. She marries to Mr. Smith. She becomes Mrs. Smith. She becomes Mrs. Koyen. When a lady gets married, Kol Tor B'Beisecha, as it's, she becomes a chelik of the ish, ishtoi kugufoi, and she gets a din of a Koyen. That's the din of Kol Tor B'Beisecha. my nafkamina. Zokrabshol Gishmaka nafkamina. He brings a Rash and Shumas and other Rishainim. When you give truma to an eved, you're not yoytze the mitzvah of nesinus matnes kuna lekayanim, because the eved is not a kayan. As if you give your matnes kuna, your truma to or any matnes kuna to an eved, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. You give your pidyon ben, but it's very hard to get kayanim. As a great eitza, I'm going to start giving to the eved kani of kayanim. You know. Kilu, just a father, not he's not a koyim. Aber a isha ayidei kol tar bebeisecha, she becomes a koyenis. As you yaita mitzis nesinis koyim by giving it to an isha. The pasuk is just telling you if an eved koyim eats truma, he's not over the iser of zaros, but it's not saying he's a koyim. As Lefiza, each pasuk is coming to teach you Nachad Din. Nas is what one of the nafkaminas. He says another nafkamina. As Lefiza, it's Zeyeh Gishmach. The second din is by Nesuin, because then she's Nasa Sheiroi, Ve'ishtoi, Kibufoi. But the first din of Kinyan, that's only by Kedusha. Nos is the Mahalich of Shitas Rashi. But that's Rafi Rashi, there's this new Zeya Sakas of Kol Torah Bezeya. Zeya Yishmak. Of Lafi Zeh, L'choyra one could ask, so why don't we make a Kal V'choyra from Kol Torah Bezeya? Hagemara says that once we have Kinyan Kaspoi, as now, we can't make a Kal V'chaymer from Achilas Truma, because she's already a Chalas B'Truma from Kedushin. Aber lefi zeh, she's a Chalas B'Truma B'Nesuin with a higher din. As L'chaymer, you can make a Kal V'chaymer. Thus is a Shaila Harifa on this rate. L'chaymer, how could you say in Rashi, is thus Rebi. The kivun is that extra din is not mishum the koyach hakinyan. That's because the marriage is chal, and that is not shayach chal. Thus, lechoyer is the kivun for the grace of Lamdan. Okay, thus is shitas Rashi. Shita loynaydu lemi on Yud Amud Beis. He doesn't learn like Rashi. He holds like Tosfos. Kol Torah b'Beisecha is an asmachta. It's not talking about women, wives. As what's the din of Kol Torah? As what's the havamina that you're not oichol? Zok the shita loynaydu lemi. The havamina was kedushin is not kinyan kaspoi. Why isn't kedushin kinyan kaspoi? It's only a Tchilas Kinyan. It's not a Gemar Kinyan. Because the Gemar Kinyan is when you do the Nisuin. It's not Koina, Liyosha, Tabachule, Lamaisi, Yodel, Laforis, and all the things that Taita Rashi brings down. It's not Koina. As Kinyan Kaspoi is only when you have a Kinyan Gomu. Of a Kinyan She'ena Gomu is not called Kinyan Kaspoi. And that's the chiddush of Ula. Ula wasn't machadish the posik of Kinyan Kaspoi. The chiddush of Ula is an arusa, the Kinyan of Kedushin, is enough to be called Kinyan Kaspoi. That's the din of Dvarim in the Gemara. As Lefize, we only have one posik that's husker in our Gemara. Kinyan Kaspoi by Isha. The name is, when was it said, Kinyan Kaspoi? The Drosh of Kol Torah B'Beisecha is a Sifra. Not a Gemara, a Bavli. It's a Sifra. The Sifra is the Mechiltas, the Brises HaLachodesh. It's also written by Tanoi. It's not Husker in the Bavli. Okay, those are the two ways of learning. Chelik number two. Okay, that's what's the Havad. Now let's move on. Shlav Sheni of the Gemara. The Maskana is, and Arusa is a Cheles B'Tshuma Mishum. It's Kinyan Kaspoi. Fred Rashi and Ksubis Dafnun Ches Eshtar Keshayim. Bishleima, when you Makadish Nisha with Kesef, that says Kinyan Kaspoi. What does Kinyan Kaspoi mean? The Kinyan that you did with Kesef. But when you coin an isha with star and bia, like we learned in the Mishnah, isha is nicknessed b'shalosh drachim. That's why over there is it called kinyan kasboy. That's right, Rashi in Ksuvis nun chas amar aleph. Zog Rashi mishum dehukshu havayis lagdom. There's a hekish of all kedushins together. Whatever din you have in one kedushin, you have in all the kedushins. Hukshu havayis lagdom. Dozat Rashi. Frekt the Avni Menuin in Shilas Achuvi Simin Yud Zayin on Rashi. That Lochoire. Let's say you give an Eved Knani as a matana to your friend. You have an Eved Knani that works for you. You give it as a matana to your friend. Avadad Allah is the Eved Knani eats Betruma. He wasn't coining him Bekesef. You see, Kenyan Kasboy is not totally on how you do the Kenyan. It's totally on what kind of a Kenyan you have. If you have a Kenyan Gomer, as he's Oichel B'Truma. The Kesef is the history, how you did the Maisa Kenyan. But the Ikka is totally in the level of the Kenyan. It's not totally how you made the Kenyan. You could add to the Avni Malum, if you're Koin and Eved Kanani, with Shtar, with Chazaka, he's still Oichel B'Truma. You weren't Koin and B'Kasboy. As what do you see? What you see is, and the Svar is very Mistaber, the fact that an Eved eats Truma is because he's Konui. My love Kamina, how you made the Kenyan. The point is, you have a Kenyan Gomer in him. If you have a Kenyan Gomer in him, he eats Truma because he's Konui to you. Who cares how you made the Kenyan? As Freg Davni Maluim, there's no difference in the level of Kenyan between Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. You get the same Kenyan in the Isha. As why should it make a difference? Only by Kesef, she eats Betruma. She's called Kenyana. Why? What's the difference between an Isha and an Eved? Thus, Frek, the Shailas of Chuvis, Amni Menuim, on Rashi, a Shailan Havon, Zogda Amni Menuim, a Shaina Vok. He brings the Rajba on Vav on the base, that the Rajba says an Isha is not Koni like an Eved. An Eved is Koni Lai Bedine Choshin Mishpat. A Isha is not Koni Lai Bedine Choshin Mishpat. Therefore, Zokta Avni Meluim, in an Isha, you don't have a Kenyan Kaspa. You don't have a Kenyan in Chayshim Mishpa. She's just Nesar. As over there, the Kenyan Kaspa is because being that it was done with Darkei HaKinyanim, with Kesef, as that also makes it Kenyan Kaspa. As then you would have a Havamina. Maybe only when you do it with Kesef, which is regular Kinyanim. But other Darkei HaKinyanim, that wouldn't be enough. As Enochinami, when you have a Kenyan Gomor, it doesn't make a difference how you do it. When you don't have a Kenyan Gomor, then we thought it would make a difference how you do it, and only in certain Ifanim the Torah gave you the right. As then you read Makshino Nabayis Ladodi. Thus is the Mahalach, and Lefize, Abni Meluim, boys from Rashi, that Rashi holds like this Rajba. That Kenyan Kedushin is not a regular Kenyan. Thus is the Rashi in Ksubis. V'chein kosev ashita lo yinoid lami over here. The Taisis Rush over here, Kamir is answering the question, and he answers it differently. He answers, being that she's Mishubedes loy, and his Mishus is Mutal aleha, as therefore she's called Kenyan Kaspar. As he doesn't answer, Hukshu Habayis Ladot. What's the pshat? L'choyre Mavur in the Taisis HaRosh, that he holds, there's a Kenyan over here. No, it was bothering him. What's the Kenyan by Kedushin? As he says, she's Meshubedes Loi, he's Shoylet Olea. The Tzarech Beer is a Shlita Yesh Loi in Kedushin. Is a Shibud Yesh Loi in Kedushin. What is the owner for? Bishlema by Nisuin is Maisi Yadea. She's Meshuggah to do Maisi Yadea from it. You know, it's Midrabbanon Allah. You could say maybe the Malacha Sheisha Oysalabaila by Nisuin. She's Meshuggah to do different things for him. But by Erisin, what Shibu does she have? So what is the Ayam Taina? What could he read? Does anyone have a pshat?
First Nadarim?
Huh? You should have said Afaris Nadarim. That's also, we should bet this night. You should have spoken, you should have said he has a schus for Afaris Nadarim. That's enough. Okay, it looks like the Elam needs more time to handle it.
Can I hire anyone else?
Oh. Ulai. That's Mishubed Islai. Maybe. Also a Kiddush. Okay, we leave the Elam to think about it. Maybe an akuda would be she's Mishubedis Loi to marry him. Once you do Kedushin, there's a certain amount of time she has, and she has to marry him. Kedushin is a shibu to get married. And that's what it means. Or maybe not yet. Ish not believe it. I don't know what the tasteless restaurant is. Okay. As long as it's in the Velt says over, there's a huge machlekes Rashi and the tasteless Rashi. The tasteless Rashi learns that it's enough that she's Mishubedes Loi. And Rashi learns that Kinyan Kaspoi means Kinyan Kaspoi. Now, those that want to say the Tosis Rush holds there's a Kinyan Mumin is Bechlal not understanding the Tosis Rush. The Tosis Rush is not saying there's a Kinyan Mumin. The Tosis Rush is saying there's Gevissir Eschusin. I'm trying to figure out what it is, but there's a Gevissir Eschus. He's Maida also that Kinyan Gedushin is a Kinyan Le'isser. He just adds, there's also a Gevissir Eschus that he has, and that's enough to be Meichel B'Truma. But he's saying that's the Iker Kedushin, that's what it is, that it's not the Furish and the Taisis Rosh, that that's the Iker Kedushin. The Shaila is the Taisis Rosh on Yud Amid Beis asked the question of Rashi, and the Taisis Rosh answers Makshinon Havayis Lado. And over here, Nasi Shoyim, Mechaira, it's two shitas, everyone knows, that's the Aleph Beis, and every Mamechaim is safer, this is the Aleph Beis of Kedushin. It's Kemat became like the handbook of Yeshivas. Mechaira, Taisis Rosh himself says both. Unless you learn, maybe the Tosis Rosh, after Hukshu Avayis Ladadi, he's coming to explain. So what Hak is the Kinyan? And the Tosis Rosh didn't hear it. Yes, from Kesef and Shtar. He's coming to explain. Avada, you need Hukshu Avayis Ladadi like Rashi. But he's coming to explain. So what Hak is the Kinyan? She's Meshubah this month. The Fizeh, the Tosis HaRosh, is not a machloikis on Rashi. He says the Purish like Rashi. It's Ashlama the Rashi. He's taking it a step further. He's learning Kinyan Kaspoi doesn't mean that she's a Surah L'Kuli Alma. That's not a Kinyan Kaspoi. Because what is it? It's that she's Mishubad Islam. And you still need Hukshu Abay Islam to get it. Okay. This is the Tosis HaRosh. Minishvi. The Gemara starts off with the Kal V'Chomer of Truma. The Gemara is a doyfer. As the Gemara says, no, let's make the Kal V'Chomer differently. Ma kesev she'en a goymer, koine chupo she'goymeres, ein a din shuti. As this Gemara is a yisoy, you could have learned Kedushin is yekoine a chelek of the Isha. Chupa is yekoine a more thing, yekoine different things in the Isha. It's two different kinyanim. God, it happens to be the same person. But Kedushin is Yekoina, certain schusim in the Isha. And Chuppah is Yekoina, different things in the Isha. It's different kinyan. The Gemara over here is Mavur, Chuppah is a goimel. It finishes off. It's not different, it's finishing. Thus is the Gemara. And believe the Olam, think on their own. What's the difference between different and finishing? Yeah. But the Gemara is Mavur that Chuppah is a Goymer. It's a Tchila and a Gemara. What does it mean, Tchila and Gemara? as we want to understand it, Hashem Olam can understand it differently. There's a Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal. The Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal has Madreches. Kedushin makes a certain level Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal. Nesuin makes the Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal is Arasoy. As the Tchila and the Gemar is in the Knisa L'Rishus HaBaal. Oh, that's the difference. Oh, by Kedushin, she's Ksas B'Rishus HaBaal. She's not B'Rishusay L'Gamri. By Nisuin, she's Bishusa, like you see by the first Nadarim. She's still the mixes Bishusa Av, by Yerusin. By Nisuin, she's Legamri Bishusa Baal. As the Gemara is in the Knisa Lershusa Baal. That's what the Lechoira. Oh, we don't state in the Gemara. Freg the Gemara, Malakesef, she came boiding by Yagdeshis and Maisha Shemi. Masha'en game by chuppah. The tzara of beer, you could do a chuppah to be paid a ma'isa sheni. Doesn't make sense. Noch shvera, beer teichiach. What? Beer shayach to do a beer to be paid a ma'isa sheni. As the marshal over here says, and the shayrish adover is in the rishonim, Taisus Nizvachim, and other places, that you see over here, it's shayach to make a pircha from something which is not shayach b'mitzis. What's the grace of Eden in the Rishonim? Could you make a pircha from something that's not shayach b'mitzis? It's more a shasinian. We'll just point it out now. We're not going to go into the oimik l'rachman. That's the luchayra of one of the rayas, the starker rayas the Rishonim bring. Minishvi, break the Gemara, malabiyah, she can coin it b'yukoma. Kesef yichya. B'chazad, loy roi zeh, ki loy roi zeh. Loy roi zeh, ki roi zeh. Asad ha-shobah sheben, shekoinim ba'alma v'koinim kan, afen yevi chupa shekoinim ba'alma v'koinim kan. Okay, as the maskal of the Gemara, we're not learning out of Kal v'choyim. We're learning out of Asad ha-shobah. Right, it's Kal v'choyim, it's Asad ha-shobah. The maskana, we're not learning out of Kal v'choyim. As Amar Rav Huna, Chupa Koinem I Kal V'Choyim. And we started off on Daf Gimel Amin Aleph, Chupa Koinem I Kal V'Choyim. Doesn't have a minute. The Maskan, it's not true. Rav Huna said Chupa was Koinem with its Tzara Shava. As the Gemara in Gimel Amin Aleph brought his Lashon in the Hava Mine, but the Maskan, we changed the memory of Rav Huna. That's what we would have said. That's how you learn the Gemara. That's the Yashar. You come to the end of the Gemara over here. The Gemara is handling again. The Gemara handles the Kal V'Chomer. Rava makes a pircha in the Kal V'Chomer. And Abaya says, no, you still have a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi say, Rava, Abaya, the house by the Havamina. We're in the Maskana. You learn it out of Sada Shava, not out of Kal V'Choymer. What's doing? L'choyre l'maskana, we're learning out of Sada Shava, not Kal V'Choymer. We're Abaye v'Rava clearing. L'vila Havamina, you want to say, God. We slugged it up anyway. Ooh, I'm going to slug it up again. This is the Maskana. Yeah. L'choyre over here is the Shtar Garaya, the Chedushe Haran. That you find not only here, in other places in Shas, that Shas starts off with the Kal V'Chomer, makes a pircha, and goes to a Tzad HaShoveh. As Pashas you learn, okay, we have a pircha, we go to Tzad HaShoveh, Kal V'Chomer, garbage. It's gone. Havamina. Bye. Maskana Tzad HaShoveh, Zog the Rando. A Tzad HaShoveh that starts with the Kal V'Chomer is a start of Tzad HaShoveh. Even though there's a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. But if it starts with the Kal V'Chomer, it's a mile in the Tzad HaShoveh. This is the Kloli HaShas of the Ran. Lefi Zeh is an Andu Alicht in the Gemara. Rav Huna is telling us the Limut starts off with the Kal V'Chomer. Even though there's a pircha in the Tzad HaShoveh, but still, b'yisoidei, there is a Kal V'Chomer. Pircha doesn't mean ois Kal V'Chomer. B'yisoidei, there's a Kal V'Chomer. Just there's a pircha. Tzad HaShoveh. you continue the liu. Not like we would have thought pircha means bye bye kal v'chol. No, it's a kizdor kal v'chol. That's why the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph brings Rabuna, because we're handling the kal v'chol, and that's why Rav is asking on the kal v'chol. It's chai l'maskona. L'chayr, this Gemara is a shtar gemata. Yeah, we saw in Bava Kama's man, we saw it also in Rashi on Hei Amid Beis. Rashi starts off every Sarah Shavah with the Kal V'Chayma. Nachum wanted to be Medayek, this Yisrael over there also. This is the Yisrael. Okay. This is a little bit Shazdik in Yisrael, which is good. Now listen to that. Okay, now let's come back to the Rashi. Rashi de Riamas for Sheena Goyma. Laitsia Mushusa Via, Lamaisa Yadea Uli Yushusa. Rashi says that it's not Goyma Erisin because it doesn't work for Maisa Yadayim and Yerusha. Rashi, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Afani Evi Chopa Shekoyma Ba'alma, Shegomeres Liyosha Ulefaris Nidia. As Frek de Rashash, on the two Rashis, why does Rashi switch over? In the first Rashi, Rashi mentioned Maisa Yadayim. The second Rashi, by Chupas Koine, Rashi should flip over the Maisa Yadayim. Why does Rashi leave it off? Is that the Rashash says that, okay, Maisa Yadayim is their Abana. Because in the beginning he didn't have, so he stuck in Maisi Yadayim. At the end he has another one, so he wanted to say enough Gemina Daraisa. No. Of a Frek de Rishash, what's the other Nafkamina? Why later on does Rashi throw in Chupas Koine Le'inin HaFaris Nidrea? And why on the Amid Aleph, why did Rashi say LaFaris Nidrea? Why when the Gemara says Chup is koine and his suin is koine, Afaris Nidor. Rashi says Erisin is Eina Goimer. Rashi should have said Lafaris Nidrea.
Rashi's leaving Rosh Hashanah. She just goes out from all parts of that.
As he wants the Taina that because by Afaris Nidorim, Mamaisa, she's Yotam Mishusa Via, that the Av is not made for Lagamri. Like we had in the Gemara on that Dalet on the Aleph. As over here, when we're talking about Eina Goimer, Rashi didn't want to say Hafaris Nidarim. Because Hafaris Nidarim makes a Mitzia Klapi the Rishus Av, that the Av can't be made for the Gamri. And the Gemara calls it Yitzia on that Dalet on the Aleph. But when you're talking about Goimer, as then the Baal is made for Lechud, as then Rashi said, Afaris Nadar. That's what he wants to say. Finishes Rashi, Yikne Nami Kan Beloi Eresen. This Rashi is Sarg Beer. What do you mean, Yikne Beloi Eresen? Over here we're trying to learn out that it's Yikne and it makes Eresen. What's this Lashon of Rashi, Yikne Beloi Eresen? Kinduman, we found the Chidushi Arim shtells on the Rashi. That Rashi, what's Rashi saying in B'loi Eresen? Azot Chidushi Arim, from this Rashi, would be a big deal to the Chidush and Marshah and Tosfos, on one side of the Tosfos Rashi. Lefi the Havamina that Chupes Koine, how does it work? As the Marshah says, it makes Kedushin and Nisuin B'Vasachas. They're both Chal Kachas. As that's what Rashi means. Yikne Kan Beloi Erisin. Because over here, there's no Matziv of Erisin. The Erisin and the Gedut and the Nesuin are Chal Kachas. As you don't have that middle stage. Normally there's three stages. Nuya, Bureses, Nesuin. Over here, there's no middle stage of Erisin. She goes directly into the Nesuin stage. That's what the Chidush Arim wants to be medayik from this Rashi. Yeah. However, there's a little bit of hadgasha. If you learn it's chal kedushin and nisuin ka'achas, it's still a little bit dochuk the lashon of Rashi b'loy erisin. Hareitzchal Kedushin Vinisu. But if you say Kedushin is Tchila and Nisuin is Gemar, it's not the word, it's Chal Tchila Vigmal. Hakol Chal Keachas. It's much, much more Gishma. However, there's a little bit of a aura. Rashi on Dav Gimel, when the Gemara brings down Revune, Rashi says, "Imasa lechupa l'shem kedushin, eina mikudeshes." Mashba lefi Revuna, she's mikudeshes. As Rashi on Dav Gimel is mashba, we are learning it makes a kedushin. Not that the nesuin chalva. You could say Rashi over there means that in essence it makes the Kedushin and the Nisuin Chal Kachas. Okay, that's the Diyuk in Rashi here. What Yesh Ladayik Ve over the Imai. Okay. Chupa Shegoy Meris Eno Din Shati Taisis. We play the Neya Daya Yasoy Bina in the Hecha Kaisen the Chupa Koyne Mishon de Goy Meris. Dayoy lovoy min adin liyes kenidin malala nacha kesef afkan lacha kesef yesh lam disik rev tal from domo eich adim ivrev tal v'choyim ve lo yom ben tali boch yom ad dayoy mivrev tal v'choyim ve lacha kesef loy yisrev bimtoim ha lididon domo chupay nekoyne rado this thesis is meduyik that we hold la locha chupay nekoyne אם הכסף גוי מאח הכסף, מקל וחוי מדחופו. מה חופו שאין הכוין גוי מרס? כסף שכוין אין הדין שיגמור. יש לא אמר, לא מוצי לחוכי שיגמור, אלא אח הכסף כחופו. אבא, מה יהיו מה הכסף? מה הכסף? Because how could you say כסף could work? מה יהיו מה הכסף? מה הכסף? As when you learn Taisis, Pashis, what do you understand? Because you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing twice. So why should it work more? If the first time all it did was Trila, as when you're doing the same thing again, you're not eating anything. You did Kesef and made Kedushin. You do it again, why should it do more than that? That would have been the Pashit of Shah. Frek the Malsho, Ishtar Geshaylo. As Kesef should make Kedushin Nisuin after Shtar. If you're Mekadesh B'Shtar, and then you do Kesef to make Nisuin, it's not Shaykh Mayome. You're doing a different Kinyan. You're not doing two Kesefs, you're doing Shtar and then Kesef. As over there, it's not Shaykh to Mayome. Das frekt the Mamsha, Shtar Keshaila. What's this is going to ask? Answer if you want to do a Kesef after Shtar. Zog the Malsha, weiss the chois, afilu achit shayich mayomei. It's a beer. Bishleim, you're doing the same kinyan again, kesef and nocha kesef. Why should the second kesef do more than the first? If you're doing two different kinyanim, shtar and then kesef, what's the mayomei? As there's a digduk in the words of the Malsha when he says the word. He says, because kesef and shtar are tchilas. As when you do a tchila again, why should it do more? Mavur in the Marsha, that there's a yesoy. Kesef is miyuchid l'tchila. Shtar is miyuchid l'tchila. There's certain kinyanim that are called tchila dike kinyanim. They're starters. And there's certain kinyanim that are goyma dike kinyanim. Chupa. That's a finisher. As my nafkamini, if you do Kenyan starter number one, Kenyan starter number two, my ume mehai. You only did a Kenyan, which is a starter Kenyan. That's okay, you started twice. You're still in the starting point. You're starting again. My ume mehai. Via Rai, it's only a starter because it only makes starting. It only does Kedushin. If you begin it, I'll tell you. As Lefize, even if you're doing Kesef and Shtar, the Mayume is Kinyanim that I'm Yud for starting. Mayume, if you do a starter again. Now over here, you see a Chiddush that there's something called starting. It's a starting Kinyan. Now, Fred the Malshan himself, So why, when you do chuppah, how are you going to make an issuin afterwards? If there's this new yisayid of taisus of mayo mehai mehai, so if chuppah is makadish, is how you're going to make an issuin afterwards? Mayo mehai mehai, what are you doing? Zog the mashal, vice the chayis, that if chuppah is kaina, as it makes nisuin miyad. Why? Because chuppah is a maisa kinyan, which is an inherent goymer. As if you're doing chuppah as a tchila, it's automatically going to be goymer too. Because it's b'mahusay a goymer. As this mashah is mevur, gavaldi gefidish, in Avona, there are kinyanim that are aschalis, starters, and there are kinyanim that are goymer, that are finishers. As if you do a finish kinyan in the beginning, finishes right away. Aber, if you do a tchilas kinyan, however, nachreinemeyes abam b'shayla, tosis in yivamis nun zayin avit beis is mavur lefir of huna, you're mikudashes. You're not missus. Zay bezay, how are you going to answer the shayla masha? If lefir of huna, chuppah only makes kedushin and it doesn't make nisuin, as how are you ever going to make a nisuin? My omei hai mi hai. As Frank the Masha, as Masha says, it teretz, but Tosis is muhach not that way. As Lamaisa, we have two teretz. We have the teretz of Tosis Rosh. You'll do a bia acher chuppah. Kinireh bia is much more of a goymer than chuppah. Or there's a Tosis Tuch that says a svara, that when you're doing a maisa ishus like chuppah, that you never say my omer. Kesef is kinyan. Is what you do another kinyan again? It's the same kinyan. Why should you be kinda more? Aber chuppah is ishus. If you do another ishus, you're even closer. As you don't have the svara of my omer. Meissen needs a beer, but it's late, so you leave the oil and be ma'ayin in it tomorrow.